I'm so nervous,
Sam said, staring down the street and waiting for the bus.
What if they don't like me?
You'll do fine, David responded. It's impossible not to like you.
What about you?
She asked.
Will you be all right here by yourself? I won't be there to cook for you.
Don't worry about that, please.
Do I look all right?
Sam asked as she adjusted her clothes. She was wearing a collared shirt with the top two buttons undone, which showed a little bit of cleavage. Her business skirt went to her knees and her red hair was pulled back into a tight ponytail. You look great, very professional, David said. A bus pulled up. Sam took a deep breath and gave her best smile.
Okay, here I go.
She stepped onto the bus. Have fun, David said as the bus doors closed behind her. He waved as he saw Sam wave through the window as the bus drove away. This must be what a parent feels when he sends a child off to school for the first time. David walked back to the apartment. It had been 2 days since they moved in together. The reason male Sam moved to the city was that he had a job as a programmer lined up. Now that Sam was a girl, it made the process a little trickier. Luckily, Sam had not met with anybody from the main company, only a recruiter. After a quick visit the previous day, they were able to convince the managers that the gender on her application was wrong. David didn't know how it worked, but he could imagine they were a little distracted by her appearance. David wanted Sam to live her life as closely as possible to her previous life as a guy. Over the last 2 days, David had Sam get in contact with his family over email. Sam had lost her phone on the bus, so it was a good excuse not to call them. It wasn't a huge deal since Sam had been going to college for years and had become largely independent, but his family might get worried if they didn't get any message from Sam.